name is Danae. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Hello, caller.
Maybe I got the wrong number. I'm calling about vaccine information, not about having COVID.
Okay. I can provide you with the number you can call and schedule an appointment for that vaccine.
No, I just have some questions. Maybe you can answer them. I'm eligible for the vaccine. That's not the problem. We just moved within the last year, and I still have my out-of-state driver's license.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, because I have, like, my checking account. My husband has his Alabama license, too. He'll be there. And my insurance has our. I just wanted to know if it would be a problem.
No, ma'am, that wouldn't be a problem at all, because it's possible for someone who actually resides out of state to come here and get their shot if they were in this state. And it was eligible for this state.
Well, that's very nice.
Yes, ma'am.
I know some states don't do that. Well, that's good. That was what I was concerned about, because we want to make appointments and go ahead and go get them. I have another question. We have a 17-year-old. She works at a grocery store part-time. Is he eligible because he works in a food service industry?
She may be, due to the fact she works in a food service industry. I don't know if the hours, her being part-time might be first deter from that, but I believe soon, within the next couple of days, or may have already happened, that it was supposed to have changed the eligibility.
Yeah.
It may have went to, like, 16.
Medical conditions and things like that. But I thought I saw somewhere that if they worked in food service, and I was thinking, oh, bingo, we can get the kid too, you know?
Yeah, I believe
do
so.
It all at once. Yeah, I know that the only Pfizer is available for under 18, but that's fine, you know? I was just thinking, why not go all three at the same time, right? You
yes,
know,
ma'am.
At the time. Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites at adph.org or cdc.gov. And thank you for calling the Department of Health Coronavirus Hotline, ma'am. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.